Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Welcome, we're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 600 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We appreciate everyone within the sound of my voice listening. I wanted to just, as I sit here, I didn't think of this until I just started talking, but the great thing, we've been doing this like 12 years. I'm joined as always by Ed Bailey. Ed, how's it going, buddy?
Going, I say well, but I just had a dentist visit today.
No.
Two crowns needed.
I noticed you're unshaven too. Oh, two crowns. Oh yeah, that's $2,000. That's $2,000 exactly. That he needs from you.
And then she's like, well, you seem kind of unhappy. Bay. And I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm unhappy because this is good. Like the pain and uncomfortableness, whatever. Yeah. I can deal with that. But like when somebody gives you a $2,000 bill that you were hoping you didn't have, and then she's like, I'm not here to give you good news. I said, I get it. I go to the dentist because I need to like maintain my mouth. But don't expect me to be happy with being handed it. Unexpected $2,000 bill.
I got in the very back, tooth number two or whatever, I got a crown that's broken in half. And I can't feel it. You know, it's fine. It's whatever. It's nothing. And every time
Yeah, I was also told, hey, it's not your fault. These are just old fillings that have broken. I'm like, so now you're just telling me I'm fucking old.
Yeah, yeah. Like, give me the Iron Man shit.
Cool.
Yeah, or the Wolverine. I want the Wolverine solution.
Yeah. Titanium teeth.
Yes. So we're doing episode 600. And what I wanted to say is, this is, we've been doing this a long time. It's fun.
Is it really 600?
Yeah. Well, some we did like two parters. So it's more than 600, dude. And some we didn't number. Some were just like bonus. So it's more. There's more than 600 out there for sure. And some I was doing Bachelor also in not numbering those and adding those and putting those on the regular feed. So it's a lot more than 600, but we've been doing it a long time. It's fun. I appreciate Ed showing up every week and making me do this. Couldn't do it alone now, but what I want to say is that the great thing about this show is that it brings people together. That is, there's a community of people around the show, both people that call in, people that are known to us, people that know each other through the show. There's just tons of people out there that have coalesced around this stupid bullshit that we do once a week. And it is a gift to me and to Ed to be a part of that. It's a beautiful thing. And I just wanted to, there's someone in our audience and that's a known person on the show that I just want to send my best wishes to. And I want anybody within the sound of my voice that knows this person, I want you guys all to reach out and send him a note if you can. I'm talking about our dear friend, David Bray in Salt Lake City for work. He's going through a hard time right now. He's going to pull through it. He's going to be good. He's fucking 6 feet eight. He's got a big ass cock. He's going to be fine. But I just want David Bray. I want you to know we're thinking about you. I'm thinking about you. The fans of the show are thinking about you. Everybody in our community is thinking about you, except for maybe Mark the Nomad, who you guys had that beef that
love
one time.
You, love you, David.
Yeah, we love you, David Bray. And we're thinking about you. We appreciate you. That's it. You ready to get rolling here, Ed? Shit.
Do it.
Forgot I'm only doing 30 minutes free. Hold on. I think a few people subscribed to the, once I told you that the Patreon is free, it's free for a week. So if you want to catch up on all the bonus content that we do, like a little grease ball, you can go on there and subscribe for a week and listen to everything and then unsubscribe if you want, if you don't like it, but maybe you like it, patreon.com/ The Baller Lifestyle Podcast. And hold on. Wait. I said, wait. Oh, my God. A little indigestion. I just went for a run before the show. And I'm just so... I'm basically a fucking health... I'm basically Brian Lalanne over here. I'm Brian Jankowicz over here doing it. Okay. Let's talk about some people who died. And in this case, we're just talking about people who died. Because there's some... There's a serious non-RIP happening. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just tell us who is dead now. It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive. Nope. Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Ed, who died this week?
The big shocking one this week. It's very sad.
Yeah.
I believe like Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Marshawn Kneeland, Dallas Cowboys defensive end, 24, I believe self-inflicted gunshot wound. Just awful. Awful.
Now, but was he like running from the cops or something? Like there was something.
Yeah,
I only read headlines.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I was with someone who was making assumptions. I was like, you know, death by cop is a thing.
Sure.
Like, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? But like,
yeah, it's still sad.
It's still
whatever happens,
somebody making crazy decisions at 24 with everything in front of you. Yeah. Very sad.
Very, very sad. I got to agree with that.
Like, clearly going through shit, whether or not, because if somebody's about to get pinched by the cops, they don't kill themselves unless there's mental, like when people are like, oh, he lost his job, he killed himself. Like people don't do that. It's he's dealing with some shit and it's very sad. And like we've said this every time, like you need somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
Reach out to us. Reach out to anyone.
Pick up the phone.
People love you.
Yeah.
There are always people who are loved.
And if there's somebody in your life that you're concerned about, go online. There's specific questions you need to ask them. I can't remember all the questions, but there's a series of questions. You know, do you have a plan? Do you have the means? Whatever. You go through those questions and you as a person can assess the intentions of people in your life and check on them and make sure they're okay. And so sad. Marcus Kneeland.
Marshawn Kneeland.
Marshawn, as I said.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P. Lenny Wilkins, Hall of Fame NBA player and coach, one got inducted for both. He won a championship coaching those beautiful Supersonics, Seattle Supersonics. He was 88 years old.
I mean, this dude was old. I mean, he wasn't that old. 88's not that old, but like he was, he was around way back in the day. Lenny Wilkins, he's put him on the list of people I had assumed had already died. But R.I.P. Lenny Wilkins, yeah.
Here, this. This the age that I'm about to break to you.
This is crazy.
Jarring.
This is crazy.
So RIP Paul Tagliabue, former NFL commissioner who the league took off under his stewardship or however you say it. 84 years old in 2025. He had heart failure complicated by Parkinson's. He was 84 in 2025.
Didn't he retire like 30 years ago? Like he's been gone a while.
Roger Goodell has been the commissioner for decades now, I think.
So like when we're watching all that old draft footage of Paul Tagliabue, that's a man in his 50s. Yeah.
He's like our age, late 40s, early 50s. Like what?
Whoa.
What?
Whoa. Old Paul, I wonder what Jay Stu thinks about Paul Tagliabue. Like he
did he do things the right way?
Did he do things?
I don't.
Did he support fantasy owners?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Goodell is more the fantasy era guy.
Right. Yeah.
Tagliabue was like the big TV deals kind of guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Roselle was like the launch launching period than Tagliabue, but these guys all last a long time.
They do. Yeah, that's a good fucking job. Because you're like a lawyer, right? You're just like some lawyer. You're like a contracts guy, and you just ascend up the, you're a negotiator. And everybody it's a good was gig.
With Goodell, everybody's like, that piece of shit, when are they going to get rid of him? Yeah, and it's never. The league makes so much money, and he like takes all the bullets for all the shitty owners.
That's right.
And it's like, if someone helps you make money, you will keep them there forever.
Right. We could make slightly less money. Like, what if we could get rid of this guy, and then we're just put somebody else in there that everybody hates and make slightly less money? No thanks.
Right. Yeah. So, RIP Paul Tagliabue. Yeah. Congrats on living to 84 when I thought you were 84 when you retired.
Insane.
So, this death is going to be an indictment of my phone. You sent me this a couple weeks ago, a week and a half ago.
I remember sending it to you.
You sent it to me.
Yeah.
And the way the show, how we set it up, I like, if you send me a link or somebody sends me a link, I have it as an open tab in my phone.
Yeah. That's psychotic. And then, that's psychotic.
I don't look at these tabs, but
I know, but yeah.
Then I scroll through the previous, I only keep open tabs for stories we're working on.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But and then you close the rest of the tabs. Smart.
Then I close them. So each week, so I get down to like five open tabs because I have a couple things open that I need for something else. Whatever.
Yeah.
For some reason in recent weeks, those open tabs bumped to the front.
Oh, there was an update.
And I never got to those.
Fucking updates.
And I immediately, because when you sent it to me, this guy, people close to him said, hey, the death notices are premature.
We shouldn't
be saying RIP, still fighting for his life.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we like to talk about this and just, you know, ahead of it.
You're a great predictor.
So this, okay.
So we had it before he died. Yeah.
Yeah. The guy's name was Young Bleed.
Yeah.
He was a No Limit rapper. 51, brain aneurysm.
Yeah.
So Young Brain Bleed.
Yeah, his brain bled. His name was
Bleed. Young Bleed.
That'd be
buddy. Yeah. Also, when you're 51, when does the young?
You gotta lose the young.
Like, I'm just about making the turn.
Yeah.
I'm almost at 50.
311.
And there's no part of me that thinks I should be called young at anything. Like young. I have to think 30 and the young thing.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're calling yourself young, you can't.
I feel like a young guy is in his 20s.
Yeah. You can't be.
Or younger.
Yeah. You can't be four decades into it and be calling yourself young. This or five. It is. I'm not a superstitious person per se, Ed.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm not going to be, you know, I might think twice about making my stage name Mr. Myocardial Infarction. You know, like that's probably not.
I don't go out every morning and think like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't call myself catastrophic bike injury by run over my car.
Yes.
Like you're asking for it by calling yourself Young Bleed and then you die of your brain bleeding.
It's just, you know, it's like gonna happen. It's a foregone conclusion. You call yourself Young Bleed, you are bleeding out in one way or another. That's just all there is to it. There's just no two ways about it.
As I said in Slumdog Millionaire, it was written. It was written. RIP Charles Cost, although I'm sure it's pronounced like way different because he's French.
Yeah.
World's oldest living Olympian and cycling champion from France, 101.
Oh. That's pretty old. Was that back when they were doing the Olympics nude?
I think his dick was probably flopping through the breeze on that bike.
His dick and balls were flopping around on the seat. Oh. That's back when they had those hard seats too, Ed.
Oh, yeah.
Not like that soft shit that you're riding on every day.
No.
Crushing
I ride on a hard
seat. You got a hard seat.
I'm hard as hell.
Which it's crushing your prostate, by the way. Are you worried about that at all? Are you having a hard time taking a piss? I don't know.
I piss.
Yeah.
I piss regularly.
Fine. You piss good. Okay. Fair. All right, Pete. Look, being a cyclist, cyclists are fucking emaciated. That takes a lot of fucking, because they ride hundreds of miles, you know? It's like takes a lot of fucking energy to do that. So it's, you know, this guy was doing something right. He lived a long ass time on that bike.
So you never want to be the world's oldest anything, because you know that title.
Yeah. It's going to be somebody else's.
That's the last time people talk about you.
That's true.
Like, there's no like, hey, world's oldest guy.
Yeah.
Just had a record sex with 50 supermodels in a day. Like, the last time you're talked about is you're being the world's oldest guy and then you're dead.
Oldest is something. Yeah. And then it's over.
RIP Barbara Jankowski, influencer known as Human Barbie for her plastic surgeries. She died at 31.
Dude, we're doing an influencer once a week, Ed. It's every week an influencer
The influencers? I didn't even read about this. Is it the plastic surgery, or is this a choice that?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, because it's an empty life, you know. Like, it's what is it? It's how many views did I get? You know, how much engagement and. I think about these things like people that like really, well, of course, I can't think of a good example right now, but people that really like blew up and were and like thought shit was just going to last forever. And then like a couple years later, you're like, whatever happened to
Morgana the Kissing Bandit?
She's timeless, Ed. I'm sure she's still going to card shows.
She's still there. She's at card shows. Car shows. She definitely does a lot of car shows.
She was sexually assaulted. She was a known sexual assaulter. Like, that was her. That was her whole thing. Yeah.
Al Ripken, Don Mattingly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'd run out on the field with those big old titties and look.
Bouncing jugs.
Those titties of hers, like, that was a problem. That was unhealthy. Somebody needed to sit her down and have a talk with her and go and be like Morgana.
She must have had.
Yes. The Kissing Bandit. She was
milkers.
She was, yeah. She had some milkers. They called her the Kissing Bandit, but I bet she was also the Sucking Dicks Bandit too. Because I feel like that kissing wasn't enough. Yeah.
George Brett seemed very open to everything. Yes. I think he knew that there was a post game situation.
And how are you going to be 31? And be renowned for all your plastic surgeries. 31, you're fucking at your peak. You're as hot
gravity
as you can be.
Hit you.
Yes.
Gravity hasn't hit you yet.
Oh my God, Ed. I've recently become addicted to Facebook Marketplace.
Where people are like, hey, I've got some shit that I want to take to the curb, but would you like to buy it for $4?
I'm like, I need some plant pots. I just got like a shoe rack for my walkway that's got a bench on it that I could sit down and put my shoes on when I go running. So exciting. And so I go on there and I'm going on to check my marketplace listings and I see a fucking, a way back. What do they call that? A throwback? I don't know. It's an old picture from 2013. And it's me and friend of the show, Travis Rogers. We're at a hockey game, the two of us. And I did a selfie of us and I posted it. And Ed, it was 10. So it was 12 years ago. I look 30 years younger 12 years ago. I have aged so fucking poorly. I was beautiful and youthful at like 37 years old. And here I am 50 and I've looked like shit. I'm on my way to young bleed status here, and I don't need to be reminded of that, you know, because you know what, Ed? I thought I looked bad then, you know, like I was like, oh shit, I look like shit when I'm 37. I looked beautiful. Great hair.
You're beautiful now. Get out of here.
Thank you. Thank you. I need it. I wasn't fishing there, but I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Anybody else die this week?
So we've ended the RIP segment.
Yeah.
But someone else.
Yeah.
someone else kicked it.
Who could that have been?
Yeah. A little war criminal known as Dick Cheney, 84 years old.
84. I mean, first of all, let's get that out of the way. I thought he was 79 when he was in office 30 years ago.
When he was drumming up a cause for fake wars that would eventually create ISIS.
Yeah. I don't know.
This dude needs to be talked about like Pol Pot.
Yeah.
He's
absolutely
a horrendous, horrendous war criminal.
We couldn't, if we had 600 more episodes, Ed, we still would not have enough time to read the more than 600,000 dead Iraqis at the hands of this, solely at the hands of this piece of shit. One of the great pieces of shit of all time. And you're absolutely right. Put him on the list with fucking Joseph Stalin and fucking Hitler and fucking Pol Pot and all the fucking rest of them. He fucking murdered for money. And that's it. That's the only reason. And Americans he killed. Yes.
But that's the thing. He destabilized a region, which just was the red carpet for ISIS.
Yep.
They recruited all the displaced Iraqi soldiers when we took over and all this shit. Like,
sure.
He created ISIS. Yeah. He is as much responsible as Johnny
just
ISIS.
Just one of the all-time pieces of shit. I'm very happy he's dead. And if you disagree with me, I would like you to suck my fucking dick. Go fuck yourself. Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck Dick Cheney. Oh, but do watch that movie where Christian Bale plays him, because you're like, oh, how's Christian Bale going to be Dick Cheney? And then and then 2 seconds into the movie, you're like, where's Christian Bale? I'm watching Dick Cheney right now.
He's doing that.
Yes.
That side.
Guy's so such a good fucking actor. Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name's Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try.
Trying.
If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own toy on DVD.
Ed, what is popping in the world of sports? In the sports world this week,
Antonio Brown is in custody for attempted murder after a Miami shooting. Brian, which Christmas is going to be his final one?
He's good. Yeah. I mean, I feel like he survives, you know, because he's got a couple more blowups in it. I feel like he's dead by Christmas 2026, though. I think that there's a good chance of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 37. He looks pretty much like shit. Now, what, he discharged a firearm in at a thing, and then he made bail or something, or he's been on the road? Okay, how about I just read it?
He's clearly a threat to society at this
point. Big time, yeah. Former NFL star Antonio Brown has been arrested on an attempted murder charge stemming from a shooting at after a celebrity boxing event in Miami. Who brings a gun to that? Brown, 37, was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals in Dubai. He was flown to Essex County, New Jersey, Ed, where he's being held pending extradition to Miami. It was unclear why Brown was taken to New Jersey first or how long he had been in Dubai. According to an arrest warrant, Brown is accused of grabbing a handgun from He grabbed a handgun from a security staffer after the boxing match and firing 2 shots at a man he had gotten into a fist fight with earlier. The victim, Zool.
Gatekeeper?
Yeah, Zool the gatekeeper.
Keymaster?
Yeah, the keymaster. Zool Quarnane Kwame Nantambu told investigators one of the bullets grazed his neck. Oh, get the fuck out of here. He's just trying to get paid. It was unclear from court documents whether Brown has an attorney. Yeah, whatever. I feel like he won't do time for this. I don't know why. I just feel like
mainly because he's going against the villain from Ghostbusters. Yeah. So maybe they're going to dismiss charges.
Gozar the Impaler might have to be called as a witness. this guy, remember this guy's dad, Eddie Brown, was balling out in the Arena League. Remember the Arena League, Ed? The Arena League.
That was a great, like, Friday night. You got home late.
It was on the ESPN.
Yeah.
Fuck. They're punting it off just those guys nets.
Tackled over the wall.
Dude, just smashed.
Did you go forward motion?
Yes. Are they still doing the Arena League? There's Arena. But it's in, like, Des Moines and shit. You know, there's, like, the Des Moines Raiders.
It's not, like, televised. I think it's just
that'd be fun to hang out in Vegas and bet on, just like do the like the tournament, like Arena League Wednesdays, and just fucking play arena. Amazing.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the Lions star Amon-Ra St. Brown was punched in the face by Commanders D tackle Deron Payne after he did the Trump dance celebrating a touchdown. Trump was in the audience. He was in the skybox, and Fox gave him 15 minutes to just spew a bunch of bullshit.
It's like 60 like minutes Jonathan does at the Vilma, Super Bowl.
Yeah. Jonathan Vilma and the other guy were just like bootlicking, letting him just talk about grocery prices are down. Yeah. Like, really, Mr. President? It's like, what are we doing? But it's Fox.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Is that this one? Is that the one I do?
Yeah.
Where he looks like he's sucking dicks.
He's sucking dicks.
Yeah.
So St. Brown is like he talked about, like, oh, well, I knew the president was going to be there and I really wanted to impress him.
Oh, yeah.
And I've heard Deron Payne over the years, like he actively was not a fan.
Yeah. Oh, right.
And so commies were getting the shit kicked out of him. And I guess he figured, you know what? The game's kind of getting out of hand. Let me get a shot in. Now, punching a guy wearing a face mask and helmet's not the coolest move.
Yeah.
But the look on St. Brown's face when he was like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
So I applaud him for being like, fuck off with your dance.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
Lame. Yeah.
Fuck Trump. Fuck. Yeah. And also,
you got to kiss a guy's ass.
Fuck your fake name, St. Brown, because I read the whole story about your bodybuilding dad named Brown.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and there was this whole story when the kids were in college.
Yeah.
Because they also had Equanimeous St. Brown.
Yeah.
His name is like Johnny Brown, powerlifter.
Oh, yeah.
They said he wanted to breed NFL players.
Oh, yeah.
So he went to Scandinavia. Sprinter
or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So he like scouted out Scandinavian athlete women. And then he's like, it sounds better if it's St. Brown.
Oh, he added the Saint.
Yes, they're like his name's like Johnny Brown.
That's kind of
like,
hard, Ed.
You're gonna be like, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Equanimeous St. Brown.
That's hard. I like that.
And
I like
they're fucking MAGA pieces of shit. So I'm glad that he.
But come on, that Saint goes hard, Ed. You throw a Saint in the middle of your name, you're fucking going hard all of a sudden. Like, also, people that think that they could just name themselves whatever they want, like, in the middle of their life, I'm like, whoa, like, who gets to do that? That's fucking great.
Y'all used to work for a guy that I don't remember what it was, but let's say his name was Jonathan, Equanimeous. Or his name was John, his John, and then just, like, mid-career is like, no, everyone has to call me Jonathan, like, that kind of move, and it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that happens sometimes, and it's like, bro, you know, like, well, Mike Vick.
If you move to a new place or new job elsewhere,
start over.
Fine, you can restart. You can't mid career just be like, uh-uh.
Yeah,
I'm not Jonathan, I will not respond to John.
You just got to go with what you've been called your whole life. You know, there's just no going back on it. Sorry, buddy. We don't know. You know, we can't expect us to relearn a name.
Guardians pitchers Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz were indicted for pitch fixing. Clase's text spelled it all out. Like he spilled the beans on everything he was doing.
He's real dumb
because he was making $5 million. Yeah, he was due $40 million, and this was a $12,000 bet he's spilling the beans on.
It's always gambling. That's the one thing that, like, you just can't. It's an unsurvivable addiction, no matter how much money you make. Because the more money you have, the higher the stakes have to be. And these fucking guys threw away. They're going to be pitching in the fucking Venezuelan League, Ed.
Yeah, I don't really know Ortiz. Class A was one of the elite closers in the game. Yes. And like one of the times he was always betting a ball for his first pitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And somebody, was it Dodgers? Somebody swung a
pitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Paez, it was in the dirt. I know.
He gave like the crying emoji, like just spelled it all out. So stupid. Yeah,
really just impossibly stupid move. You know, and Ed, they've taken your advice and they've taken, well, but only for pitching. You're saying you have to get rid of player props. I've read that unders. Again, I
get rid of all unders.
Unders, yes. I read a headline today, because I only read headlines, that they've all the betting, the big betting sites don't take bets on pitches anymore. But so that's a start. But I mean, you could fucking juice it other ways, obviously. Okay, let's do some emails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. Worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit.
Quick voicemail here. Hopefully.
Hey guys, Super Lee here.
Super Lee.
Just wanted to call in. Hopefully got in time to say congrats on 600.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Someone who's been with you since day one. Yeah. I like it. We'll miss you guys when you're done. Hopefully it's not forever.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep a baller.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
That's all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Appreciate you. Thank you, buddy. Couple emails. Sup, ballers. I'm currently watching Monday Night Football, and the Cowboys almost made a 68-yard field goal before half. Hot take, making that field goal is terrible for the sport. My NFL fandom will end the day a 70-yarder is made. I'll watch it happen, turn the TV off, and never look back. The fact that you can have a 12-yard drive and be rewarded with points is cowardly and affront to fun and disrespectful to the drooling 50-year-olds in long-term care homes who built the sport. If I wanted to watch a twink in a costume kick balls, I'd go find that category on Pornhub. Nice. Save football. It's gone too far. Ban the kicker. Thanks, Drew in Phoenix. Couldn't agree more, Ed. Could not agree more.
I think you shrink the width of these things at least in half.
Yes. Cut it in half. Make it harder. Yeah. There's too many. And look, I said many years ago, the punt is going the way of the dodo. And it's starting to happen. It's slower than it should. But why would you give away 25% of your chances to make a first down? It doesn't make any sense statistically. There's much less punting than there used to be. Eventually, there's going to be practically no punting. These fucking field goals. I mean, it's a field goal contest a lot of the time, and
they're so good now.
They're so good.
I always think back to the Giants Bills Super Bowl. Scott Norwood, wide right. It was a 47-yarder, and it was like, who knows if he's going to make it. Now, if a guy misses a 47-yarder, you're shocked.
He's fired. They bring in a new guy the next week. You can't miss a 47-yarder. They're so good.
Crazy.
And it went up. I feel like it went up exponentially in like the last 5 years. Like they got fucking super fucking good. Like every team's kicker is just a fucking beast.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody made a 68-yarder like last week.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, that Tom Dempsey.
He had half a foot. He had a cement block.
He had half a foot and he kicked it straight on. You know, like that's maybe make it so they have to kick it straight on, or you have to have half a foot.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I kind of would be on board with it if you only had guys with half a foot.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be better. Thanks, Drew.
Because he would also, I bet that guy Dempsey missed wide right by 40 yards sometimes.
Oh, yeah. He
had
no
control.
Well, he shanked it because he basically.
So I'd be happy to see that. If like a guy can club it, but also he could miss so badly that it's like embarrassing.
Yeah, because he had a 7-iron on his shoe. So it's like sometimes you hit a 7-iron pure, but sometimes you fucking top it, you know? So, and, and, you know, or you thin it, you know? Like it looks like shit. Oh, no. Should I
finish the email?
You're such a bleeding heart, Ed.
I am. The listeners
should really thank Ed Daly because the editing software.
I want to be done talking, but I do think we should get to
the editing software takes out that alarm, so you can't hear it go off. But the my 30-minute alarm just went off, and I can see here we've done 35 minutes, so we've given them way too much already.
Too much.
But we'll get through these emails for the free part of the show. I'm in Lubbock for the tech. We're supposed to know that you mean Texas Tech. I'm in Lubbock for the.
I only know because I took Texas Tech -10.5 and was very comfortably winning that one.
How are you rewarded with that one? I know Texas Tech because that guy, that piece of shit, Craig James from the Pony Express, got our fuck.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Well, not him. I'm talking about Craig James. Remember, he got great American RIP Mike Leach fired from Texas Tech.
Because he had his son in a shed.
Yeah, because his son was a piece of shit and wouldn't do the laps like everybody else or whatever. He did something. I can't remember. It was a long time ago.
He had a concussion. Yeah. He just got to be in a dark room.
Yeah, you need to be in a dark room. I'm in Lubbock for the Tech BYU game. Saw a sign that said alcoholics versus soakers. Immediately thought of you guys, trying really hard to get a picture of it. Have a good weekend. That's from our dear friend Matthew Richards. Are the Texas Tech, are they known to be alcoholics? As we know, BYU, they'll soak their fucking dicks.
I don't know. I heard one negative phrase about Texas Tech.
Yeah,
but over the years, it wasn't alcohol. It was, you better get your grades up or you're going to have to get your guns up. That's what I heard. But I cheer for Texas Tech, even though fuck Patrick Mahomes and fuck Craig James.
Yeah.
But I was happy to take them -10.5.
Hey, nice win for you.
And BYU was undefeated.
Yeah, but you knew.
And then they went home sad in their magic underwear.
Yeah, you knew what was going on. Hello, gentlemen. I was wondering if Ed was physically present at the Commies Lions game last night, and if he heard the boos and saw people shouting the bird at the convicted felon in chief. Keep up the great work. All texting, no tweeting. I imagine he was getting booed. He's very unpopular.
He's wildly unpopular.
Yeah, people don't like not having money.
Yeah. Authoritarian rule when it doesn't benefit them in any way.
Exactly. Here's another one. Ben and I got you a little something. This is from Super Lee, Ed. Ben and I got you a little something to celebrate episode 600 on behalf of the Baller Lifestyle After Show, which is on Fridays, on YouTube. Ed, I made the mistake of clicking this link before I was putting the rundown together, but so I'll just play it now.
I've not clicked on anything.
Yeah, so. You haven't, you can't see it, but I imagine you'll be able to recognize this person.
What's going on, Brian and Ed? How you doing? I know you guys do your pop culture.
This is Webster, by the way. It's Emmanuel Lewis. He's.
I was trying to place that.
I know. It would be good if
How does he look?
He looks exactly the same.
I'll click on it after.
He looks exactly how you expect him to look, and he's
Webby.
Yeah, and he's really nailing the cameo game here. Just take a listen to this.
Sure stuff, sports and whatnot, but I was wondering for your daily choice, your daily choice, if you can do it between me and Ricky Stroder from Silver Spoons. Oh, I like that one. I know everybody choose against what me and Gary Coleman, but that's played out. And plus, we were never even against each other on time slot. Oh, so time I don't even understand. I never understood that.
Oh, didn't you?
To put me against Gary, it never made sense because we never were. Like, I'm on ABC, he was on NBC, and then he moved to CBS.
Yep.
But we were never on the same day.
No.
Or, you know, let alone the time slot.
You were both
but
black midgets. No.
And I like Silver Spoons. That was one of my favorite shows back then. So, yeah, do a daily choice between me and Ricky Shorter from back in the day, and that would be fun because I like
Silver You're definitely Spoons done talking, though, right?
Of course, Different Strokes.
Oh, you do? Oh, Different Strokes?
Todd's my boy.
Todd Bridges
is my guy. But I think it'd be different and interesting. Ricky Stroder, Silver Spoons. Mmm. Daily choice. What you got, Ed? Talk to me. Peace.
Oh, man. That is amazing.
Isn't he gotta be in his late 50s, right? If I'm 50, he's gotta be like 56.
Yeah, I take slightly south. I think he wasn't much older than us.
Oh, really? Because what we were like 10 years old when that show was on?
I would say maybe he's born in 70. 71 kind of thing. I'm going to say he's 54 years old.
I'm going to be the first person in the history of the world to Google Emmanuel Lewis right now. And we're going to figure out how fucking old is this guy. 54 years old. Oh, Ed, very close to your birthday. March 9th, 1971. Manuel Lewis, is he a confirmed bachelor? What condition? You want to know what condition he has? Emmanuel Lewis does not have a publicly known medical condition causing his short stature. However, his height is due to an undisclosed reason, and his mother has stated
Gary Coleman, this thing was the kidneys, right?
Yeah, he had a kidney thing. His shortness has been attributed to a family trait. His adult height is approximately 4 feet three.
Hey, we just run a little short here. That's like Mike Tirico. We just run a little Italian here.
4'3"? That is not a family trait. There's no other 4'3" people in his family.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Ed.
Wow.
Baby's choice. It's a choice I made. Baby's choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Whose cock are you looking at, Ed? Are you looking at...
Do you think he knew what the dance?
No. Are you looking at the cock of an alleged man that looks like a baby man? Child? He looks like looking at a child.
There's never been an easier one for me than this.
Okay, I'm listening.
I gotta see what Webster's working with.
Sadly, that's true. Yeah,
like the Ricker. Yeah. I have a general idea.
It's for, probably
I have
real
a general
peak.
Idea.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But Webster, what's going on?
Yeah,
like what's he working with?
Is it like that porno I saw where the Santa's helper had a
Santa's
pretty big dick
that I saw too?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, exactly. This, or is it, you know, is it Rob Schneider size?
You can't forget that thing.
Yeah. By the way, Rob Schneider is doing the Turning Point relaunch tonight at the University of California, Berkeley. So I'm sure that will go well.
Wow.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, the whole Turning Point, like, he's going to have to debate people.
Yeah, I know.
And so people are going to ask him, and he'll be like, copying machine guy. Hey. Like, Yeah, that's doesn't actually know things.
No, he doesn't.
He's going to be like, hey, when I was a kid, there was no such thing as children's hospital. And people like, there's 84,000 documented cases of this.
That's called a straw man. And he'll do lots of those. He'll do plenty of straw men. Okay, guys, we went bonus for you. We appreciate you guys. We love you. If you're a Patreon listener, continue to listen now.